starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Our next guest on Downtown is a successful actor, comedian, filmmaker as well. And he's got a brand new DVD helping to unite the country through comedy with Amerageddon. Christopher Titus returning to Downtown this afternoon. Christopher, how are you?
How's it going, man?
It's going great. We're counting on you to bring these two sides together. Can you do that? How's it working out?
Well, you know, I'm an independent. You know, I believe in the death penalty, but also once you get convicted of the death penalty, they need to put you in a penalty box. And you get beaten to death by hockey players. That's what I think.
I love the sound of that. That would work out very, very well.
But if it's lethal injection, it should be organic and gluten free. That's how we're going to work it out.
Now, this is the show that we saw when you were up here in Maine early in the year. How has that show developed leading up to the making of the DVD?
You know, it's funny, man. Everything just gets better and tighter. I think when I saw it in Maine, I was still kind of. I kind of had it kind of locked down, and you just get better and better at it. You know, you start taking out words drop out. Basically, you just kind of cut away the suck after a while. Oh, it does that, though. It doesn't suck anymore. And I also notice that sometimes I'll just forget, like, you know, the people I tour with will go, hey, that joke you used to do is gone. It's gone on the show now. And if it dropped off on its own, it deserved to go, you know? If I forgot to do a joke, usually it's because it wasn't funny enough. And then it got to a point where it was getting standing ovations. You know, and I was getting both sides. I did it in Alabama the second time I went to Alabama, and I got 4 standing ovations out of 5 shows. And I was wearing Kevlar the whole time, so it worked out okay.
I think I saw a statement from you that it makes sense to me. Do you think that it's in the best interest of our leaders to keep us polarized? The enemy is not each other. It's the people in charge.
It's always they who run things. All they want is money. All they want is power. You know, they all have that chin waddle under their necks. They're all. By the way, it's always they in America's history, always old, silver-haired, ancient white guys. You know, a lot of them are Draculas, and I think we need to get rid of those Draculas, and I think we'll be fine. It's never the people that work. You know, during the day, you know, like we just go about our days. You know, we just manage Ruby Tuesdays, and we pray to God the hostess isn't pregnant. That's what we do. We live our lives.
We're talking to Christopher Titus here on Downtown Amerageddon. The DVD is out. So let me ask you this. President Trump, is he good or bad for comedy?
Both. He's actually both. It's interesting because I go after everybody in the show. You know, if you want to get the DVD, it's 90 minutes. It's actually 94 minutes. Really bringing the country together, but the only way to do that is to go after everybody. You know, I mean, I ask women and dogs to go. I go, why was Hillary always wearing those square jackets? Was she running as Lego Hillary? Because holy crap! And when I go after Trump, it's like Trump is just look. We've had guys like Trump before. We've had guys. You know, Nixon was kind of evil. Agnew was kind of evil. It's never the guy. It's always us. Listen, here's what I want to tell people, because people got in fights with their families over Thanksgiving. Listen, we get a new idiot in 4 years no matter what. You're going to need your family around in 20 to wipe you. Do you understand that?
Maybe less for me.
You just don't want to be on your deathbed and someone have the plug in the wall going, hey, by the way, remember that Trump argument we have? And then unplug you. What do you think? Who wins now? We got to stop fighting about politics and come together. Because if we could show up together, you know, the red baseball hats, those pink knit hats, and, you know, show up together and say, how you doing? Yeah, we figured our stuff out. I got to be honest. I love organic lavender potpourri. I ain't lying. And I don't think we just murder anymore unless you eat people. If we could show up together, because, I tell people all the time, listen, guys, we do not have to agree, but we have to get along or this burns down. And that's where the show came from.
Yeah, and people can get that show on your website, ChristopherTitus.com. They can also get your 7 other specials on there.
7 90-minute specials. And then there's a new movie just called Special Unit. Due to the Fairness and Disabilities Act, the LAPD has to hire 4 handicapped undercover detectives. And I play Nick Nolte's mugshot. I play the worst cop in L.A.
Now, I learned something interesting about that. That started off as a pilot for Comedy Central, or the first iteration. The pilot directed by a guy that's been on with us, three times now, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, he's the best. Bryan, I've known, when Bryan was on Malcolm in the Middle, I was on Titus, and we hung out a lot. We would always go to press junkets and stuff together. So we're friends. So after, this is before Breaking Bad, so we did the pilot. Malcolm in the Middle ended. I asked Bryan if he would direct the pilot, and he did an awesome job, to the point where when I directed the movie, I stole some of his setups. and he said something about that after he watched the movie. He called me, he's like, you just kind of copied me in a bunch of places. Yep, exactly. You're Bryan freaking Cranston, for God's sakes. What am I, copy the best. So he was awesome about it, and he really liked the movie too, which is it was a good compliment to have Bryan, call back, because he just wouldn't have if he didn't like it. He's too polite.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Enjoyed it a lot. Now, something else you got going on too is your podcast, the Titus podcast, the Armageddon Report, always leads off, often political. I noticed last week though, you went off the politics with the dangers of Christmas trees.
Yeah. I think at one point with look, what's going on in the world right now? This guy that's running them, we have six stupid things happen every day. I don't understand how you screw up 940 times in 618 days. The only people happy are Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan. So even I get tired. I wish he would stop. I wish he would just put the phone down and just go away. Just handle business. Don't get on TV. Don't say, and that's what I say to Trump people. Because, by the way, any Trump people listening right now, I want you to know something. I love you guys. You are my fellow Americans, and I will defend you to the death. But you have to admit something to yourself. Whenever that man heads towards a microphone, you have anxiety, don't you? We all do. We all scared. But so I sometimes go out of my way to make sure that podcast doesn't just beat on politics all the time. Aren't we all tired of it at this point?
Well, yeah, and you do such a great job. I tip my cap to you for the way you talk with people, such as it is on social media platforms. But you're very tolerant. You're very patient with people on Twitter. And some people don't want to play the game that way. They just want to yell and scream and get out. But you try to actually engage people.
Yeah, it's a sickness. I have to be honest with you. It's heckler practice. It really is heckler practice for me. like today, and it's both sides, too. I'll have these right-wing crazies that'll just start yelling at me. And then the last 2 days, I had these lefties. I said something about one of the politicians, and I didn't use the right word. I described her as a girl, and she goes, "I'm sorry, she's a woman." I'm like, that wasn't the point I was making. Like, listen, here's how I'm going to say this. If whatever side you think you're on, people, if you don't think your side has douchebags, then you're a douchebag. That's how it works.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you had Elaine Boozler on your podcast, and that was a great discussion. From that, you guys were talking about the history of comedy quite a bit. Young comedian was coming up talking to you, and you said, look, go watch these three or four comedians to really see what comedy is capable of being. Who would those first three or four that you think of be?
I would say performance, you go watch Robin Williams. Go watch him and watch how he kept the audience, no matter what was going on, and kept engaged. If you want to know about writing, go watch George Carlin. George Carlin, every time when I start to get cocky, I feel like I'm pretty good. I go watch one of George Carlin's specials, and I want to be a welder again. I need to quit this and get a day job. And then I think Seinfeld is also a master. If you want to be innocuous and not do a lot of like political humor to rattle people or anything that's going to rattle people, edgy, watch Seinfeld, man. These guys are all masters. And I was going to say Cosby, but he kind of dropped out of my list. He got a little, let's just call it rapey. He got rapey, and he's off the list now. But those good. Carlin always, there was something I heard about Carlin recently, and when you watch him, he has a way of finding a truth that you knew but you weren't aware of. You know what I mean? You ever see a comic will say something, and you go, wow, I've noticed that all the time, and I never thought of it that way. Yeah. And that's what Carlin was awesome at. He's still my favorite.
And Carlin, too, he was an equal opportunity hater. He was tired of the angry people on both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, aren't we all? We had a guy last night. I was working in Ontario, and probably had a guy last night, And in the middle of it, he said, he just yelled something about Obama. I did two Trump jokes. I'd already done like four Hillary jokes. And then he yelled something about Obama. And I stopped the show. I go, just back it up. I go, just tell me what you mean. And he had no facts, you know. And I think Carlin had the same thing. Because I'm this guy. And here's the problem with our country right now. People are believing what they want to believe instead of what the actual numbers are. That's the problem. Right. Like, you know, we have to figure out a way to find the vaccine for stupid in our country. You know, how do you know if you're stupid? Okay, if your 10th grade English teacher helped you write your third birth announcement, you're an idiot. If you spell pregnant, pregnart, there you go, you're an idiot. So, and we need to stop the loudly, confidently stupid people who don't. Here's what I'll say to them. Like, you know the people I'm talking about? Like, the whole show is about coming together as we the people. Because what these guys did last election, they made us believe it was us and them the people. Mm. So that's what I wrote the special about. That was the whole goal of the special, to get at the end, we could actually don't have to agree, but we have to get along. And these people that just will yell at you. You start a conversation, they have no facts, and they're like, yeah, I know. 98% of climatologists say climate change exists, but 2% say it don't. So that makes it inconclusive. And you can't, and I want to go, yeah, okay, let me ask you this then. If I'm 98% inside your girlfriend, is it on you or is it inconclusive? So it doesn't make any sense. And I think we're all tired. We just want someone to make sense again. You know, if we could just, and that's what this special was about. Because I would give my Yakuza pinky for Mitt Romney right now.
So when you run for office, is your campaign slogan "Fight stupid" or "Stupid thinks it's right"?
Fight stupid or stupid thinks it's right. That's exactly it. That's 100% it. But then again, here's the problem that people would even think I did, because I do a bit about it in the show about running for president, and people are like, yeah. And I go, that's the problem with America. You think I would be a good I didn't even graduate high school. I was let go. I was laid off from my senior year, man. I showed up and they went, we filled your position. I'm sorry. So give me some competence and some common sense. And I think we'll be, I think this needed to happen though, so we can get back to that. Don't you guys?
I sure hope that's a positive somewhere in there. There has to be something good about it.
Or we're all going to be living, you know, in a nitromethane fueled Armageddon, wearing mohawks and killing each other for 2 gallons of food, 2 gallons of gas, and a chicken. You know, it doesn't matter. Either way, it'll work out. We always have.
You found the silver lining, no question about it. Hey, go to ChristopherTitus.com, pre-order the DVD, Armageddon for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you like, and you can also get a digital download as well. It's great stuff. We're bringing the country together thanks to Christopher Titus. Christopher, thanks so much for visiting with us again.
Guys, thanks. Sorry I was in the car driving, man. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.